From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the Federal Bureau of Investigations has joined a criminal investigation into the New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association. Last month, members of the State Police Special Investigations Unit executed search warrants at the PBA's Albany headquarters and nearby offices of the Signal 30 Benefit Fund and also seized a mobile phone of Thomas H. Munger, the PBA's former president. Munger stepped down as president last October. The union subcontracted some of its national work to a limited liability company formed by Munger, which is part of the investigation. Read more about this story in the Times Union. New York State of Politics reports that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is considering adding hundreds of toxic chemicals to a list of chemical hazards that could be found in toys. New York will also soon require that the manufacturers share which chemicals are in the toys on the UPC code. Bobby Wilding, executive director of the Clean Healthy Advocacy Group, said, and I quote, "This will actually give parents the information they will need when they're shopping," end quote. There is a public comment period on the chemicals open until March 20th. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Storm King Arts Center is arguing that the attendants are actually security guards and should not be in the same union negotiating unit as the office personnel, according to Visitor Services Attendant Marquise Villanagra, a member of the organizing committee. Workers at Storm King, the large outdoor sculpture park in Orange County, are trying to join the Civil Service Employees Association. The efforts to unionize employees of the Storm King Art Center in Cornwall has been going on for over a year, and both sides are now waiting on a decision from the National Labor Relations Board. The CSEA union says the Art Center has retained the law firm of Zellman, Rothermel, Jacobs & Schess from New York City, and that the services listed on the firm's website include, and I quote, "preventative and union avoidance measures," end quote, as well as, and I quote, "responding to union organizing campaigns," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Jamal Cutler at Columbia Green Media reports that three Democrat candidates vying to win two seats as Columbia County judge this fall participated in a candidate forum on February 16th. Incumbent county judges Richard Kowiek and Jonathan Nichols are both not seeking re-election, leaving two rare open seats. But before that, Brian J. Herman of Copeg, Mark S. Porton of Ghent, and Michael C. Howard of Hudson compete in a primary election June 17th through June 27th. Howard spoke of a specific experience in the courtroom, and I quote, "I was the public defender assigned to the Hudson City Court when the Hudson police first got the grant to buy tasers. When it first happened, tasers were being used with a high degree of frequency and were usually applied to people that had the least ability to resist. I took two cases. I sued the Hudson Police Department, and I sued individual officers in two separate cases where I thought they exceeded their rights and their authority to use them. I was able to depose those officers. I was able to get their handbooks and documents. I was able to figure out it was all about money and funding, and it was a toy for the police to utilize. Because of the suit, the number of taser uses went down dramatically, and we rarely see taser use in the city of Hudson now," end quote. Porton, Ghent's town justice, said that judges are, and I quote, "there for life-altering questions and life-altering situations having to do with some of the most serious, painstakingly intricate types of legal questions that come up and that people are affected by. I have a history and track record of understanding the impact of individuals who do not have the ability to hire lawyers or don't have the ability to afford counsel, in treating everyone fairly and equally," end quote. Herman said, and I quote, "A judge who is sensitive and treats people with dignity and integrity elevates the whole environment of the courtroom. On the other hand, judges who are short-tempered, arrogant, and mean-spirited work against pursuing justice in the courtroom. I've seen judges that acted in inappropriate ways which subjected people to injustice in the courtroom, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.